Welcome back to Shorn 20 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and welcome to episode 169. Today is Tuesday, and that means it's Kid Tween Teen Tuesday. We have a couple of tweens. We have Sophie from England, and we have River from Australia. Now we're going all the way across the pond to London for our Kid Tween Teen Tuesday podcast. Her name is Sophie Bullock, no relation to Sandra, I'm sure, but I'm going to play a little joke on her. Let's see what happens. She is well on her way. I just watched an 11-minute short film where she was the lead. She is an amazing actress, and she's got the cutest bangs you would ever want to see on a child. But she's going to be 13 this year, so no more child. Anyway, why don't we just go all the way across the pond? Let's get Sophie Bullock on the phone, or her mother, Erica, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you? Is this Sophie?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. So your name is Sophie Bullock. So you're the daughter of the famous actress Sandra Bullock?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't me who said that. It was Poppy. So I just watched your 11-minute short film, and you are an amazing actress.
Thank you very much.
Wow. How hard was it to do that role, having an imaginary friend? Because I actually believed it. You were very convincing in that part.
Thank you. It was a different part than I usually play, but it was very fun getting to know a different character.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. It was so funny, because every time something would happen, they would go, "It wasn't me. It was Poppy." So funny. But without giving away the film, watching the very final scene, I think you nailed it.
I like that joke.
You have to watch her film, Poppy, to see what we're talking about there. Hey, so they have The Voice here in the United States, so they have Voice Kids over in the UK. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
The semifinalist, it was what? What's it? How do you say his name? Is it Liam?
Liam Price.
So he didn't actually win. He was a semifinalist, right?
Yes.
So you're in one of his music videos. It hasn't been released yet, but it's about to come out?
Yes.
What did you do?
Well, he recorded it the day before, and I went and I recorded it the day after. So I did my parts in it, and then we filmed the music video a week after, I would say.
Oh, so you're an actress in the video, and you're actually singing on it too?
Yes.
Wow. I know you've been doing this since you were 4 years old, but after watching that short film and this video coming out, don't you think that you're like, you're on the right path for your acting, singing, and dancing?
I hope so, yeah.
So right now, so you're 12 years old, right? And you're going to be 13 this year?
Yes.
Right. So, and you train at something called the CHB Performing Arts, and you've been there since you were 4 years old. So you've been there 8 years training?
Yes, I have.
They must have taught you a lot in those 8 years. What have they taught you?
They've literally taught me all I know today. Gave me all my skills, and it gave me all my acting, my dancing, my singing. It was all from them.
Do you know what the CHB stands for in the Performing Arts Academy?
Yes, it's our teacher called Carol Harvey Barnes. She's the runner of it all.
Okay. I thought I was going to surprise you on that one, but I go, well, she's been there 8 years. I'm sure she knows.
Yes.
So how long are you going to stay there? Because you have to leave when you're 21. So you only have about another 7 or 8 years there. Are you going to stay all the way till you're 21?
I'm not too sure. It depends on, like, because I would like to go to something called BOA as I get older, which is a performing school. But it all depends on what happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 15 years is kind of long to be at one place. So, yeah. So it's probably time to graduate to BELA.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
So where did you learn to play the guitar at?
Well, I started it when I was at primary school, and then we got a private teacher to teach me the rest of it.
So you train at the Performing Arts, the CHB Performing Arts, but you also take, what, private acting lessons and private singing lessons as well?
Yes.
If you've been doing it since you were 4 years old, your whole life is nothing but creating, like...
Yeah.
Acting, singing, dancing, writing. So tell me about the creative writing. When did that start?
It came from school, and we started doing like grit and stuff, and we were doing at CHB, we were doing a show, and it just got very interesting, so I started to write myself.
I know. Pretty soon you'll probably be writing things for yourself, like, oh, I'm going to put a part in for a 12 and 13-year-old girl, which is me, of course, and then you play yourself.
Yes.
So you have acting profiles out there on Spotlight, you got Mandy, you got Backstage, and you have an agent, the hashtag agency. So that's pretty good. You got four ways and probably more to get acting work.
Yes.
Yeah, who does that for you? Does your mom do that, or do you just rely on the agent? Like, how do you get all these movies and films? How do you get that work?
I'm mom in the agency.
Okay. So they're your managers and you're the talent.
Yes.
Right. Self-taping is a big thing, especially right now with the virus and everything, but it's always been big. So you do a lot of self-taping at your home, right?
Yes, we do.
How does that happen? Do you guys have a studio? Do you have a setup? Does your mom just say, hey, go stand against the wall. Wait, the lighting's good enough. Start acting. Take me through the process of your self-tapes.
We have this wallpaper and we put it against the wall and we've got a ring light, and then I just stand in front of the wallpaper and then my mom will film it.
Right, the ring light. Yeah, I've been looking a lot about that. A lot of people do the ring lights. People even have them a little attachment that plugs inside of their iPhone and they'll set it up, and then that's the only lighting they use because it puts light right on your face.
Yes, it does.
What do you like better? Do you like acting, singing, or dancing better?
I would say mainly acting because it involves all of it, but I love all of it as well.
That's true, because when you're singing, you're acting, and if you're singing, you're dancing, right?
Yes.
All right, so your life has not just been like a normal kid life. Everything has been around your creative and performing and acting, right? I mean,
Yes.
Is that pretty much your life?
Yes, I do it in all of my free time, but then I also spend time seeing my friends and doing my other hobbies as well.
Yeah, what are your other hobbies? So forget the acting stuff. Like, what do you do besides the acting to kind of relax and have fun?
Obviously, I like hanging out with my friends. I like spending time with my family. I like drawing, writing, doing makeup, and just stuff like that.
Right. So, hey, when you do your dancing, do you do all styles of dancing, or is there one that you're better at than all the others?
I would say I'm the best at street, but I do all the others as well.
What, street dancing is kind of like what, freestyling?
Yeah, it's like the funky, upbeat sort of dancing.
Right, so you just kind of listen to the music and just move along with it. It's not, there's no set steps. You just kind of do whatever, right?
Depends sometimes, because you will have a routine and then you'll have a bit of freestyling time.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. It's almost like a cheerleading kind of thing where you have to do your routine, but then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right. So you're a tween now, and now you're going to be an official teenager when you turn 13 this year. How do you feel about that?
Yes, obviously it's a bit scary because time flies very quickly, but I'm also very excited to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's so funny. When I was your age, time moves by slowly. There was no internet.
Yeah.
During the summer, even though it was like 2 months, it seemed like it was a year. Oh, I hated it. I was in the hot Texas summer. My mom would give me those little buzz cuts like a sheep. She would shave all my hair off. And then I would sit there for the summer going, oh my God, I cannot wait till I get older. And then everything's so busy right now, like with you, like your life's just going by fast. And that's at 12 years old.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. You said that. Hey, so some other girl or actor that's there in the United Kingdom and they want to get into acting, what advice would you have for them?
Just believe in what you can do and just work on it as much as you can, because you will get somewhere.
Exactly, huh? Because if you keep doing it enough, you're eventually going to get something.
Yes.
So when you're 15, 16 years old, where do you think Sophie Bullock is going to be acting-wise or your career-wise?
Hopefully on film and TV, because that's my main aim, and maybe a couple of music videos.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, you're already doing the music video, so that's, you're kind of already doing that already.
Yes.
So you're actually basically doing the same thing you're doing right now, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Okay, so then when you get older, are you going to go to university?
Yes, as I say, it all depends on where I am, because if I'm very busy, obviously I would do what I'm doing now, just a bit more.
What about theater? Because you've done theater in the past too.
Yes.
Do you want to do more theater and be on stage?
I like doing all of that on stage and everything, because it's a different type of acting and it's a different way of playing a character. But I would prefer to be in film and TV.
Well, that's so great. It's like at 12 years old, you're doing exactly what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Sophie, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to enlighten people, because I know there's young girls sitting in Australia, young girls sitting here in America, and they want to do something, but they don't have the family support, and they're looking at somebody like you, and they're going, wow, if Sophie can do it, you know what? Mom, I want to do it too. And they're going to say, okay, since Sophie's doing it, I'll let you do it. So thank you for being on my show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Another amazing young artist who knows what she wants to do at 12 years old. Amazing. Sophie Bullock. That's Sophie Bullock, Bullock. Twitter, it's at Sophie Bullock 1. On Instagram and YouTube, it's Miss @miss_Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E, 2007. So Instagram and YouTube, it's miss_Sophie, 2007. Wow. So we asked her mom, what would be the one best advice that you could give a parent of a child actor? And here's what she said.
My advice would be to support your child in what they want to do. Give them encouragement. Don't make them do things that they don't want to do. Be fully supportive. Help them. Give them some encouragement and go out there and have a look for things too. Be there for them. Don't be a pushy parent. There are too many of them around. And actually, I think that would put your children off.
Sophie's mom has got it going on. So let's just do a quick review on Sophie Bullock. She's 12 years old. She's an actress, singer, dancer. She's a fun-loving, confident girl. She just got her big break in the film and TV music industry this year with a short film, feature production film, a song track, music video, and 3 theater productions behind her. She also has a 9-year-old brother, Alex, and he just broke into the film business too. Wow, guess it runs in the family. Thank you so much, Sophie Bullock, for being on my podcast. I really enjoyed interviewing you and speaking with you. We here at Actors 2020 Podcast, we wish you the absolute best. Next up, we are staying on the kid train all the way, not across the pond, but we're going down under. We're going to Melbourne, Australia. We're going to talk to a young artist. He's an actor. He's a dancer. He's a singer. I think he's around like 10 years old. His name is River Mardasik. So let's just go down under and let's give River a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Ash? It's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. You're River's mom?
I'm River's mom.
Okay, so I've been reading a lot about him. Did you used to have like a dance studio and that's kind of where he learned how to dance?
I did, yeah, for 5 years.
Okay, because I know like some kids are like, hey, I'm a black belt in karate. I'm like, you're only 6. He goes, well, my dad owned the studio.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool that he took interest in that. I think he can fly.
Yeah, he did fly.
I mean, you look at him in all those pictures, he's just like in midair and he's like 2-4 feet off the ground. I'm like, that can't be fake. He can like really jump.
Yeah, they did aerial work too. It was real cool.
So do I have permission to talk to River?
You do.
Hey, River, how are you? I'm Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast.
Good. How are you?
Good. Pretty awesome. I'm sure my accent might be a little annoying to you, right?
No, of course not. I'm just learning the accent in my American accent, so yeah.
So what made you even want to get into acting? Was it the dancing from your mom's studio, or what was it?
Yes, it was, because I used to watch her teach dancing, and I asked, can I please try this? And she was like, why not? And then we were in New York one day, and I saw Les Miserables, and all of a sudden something just clicked. I was like, Mom, I really want to be like that when I'm older. And my mom is crazy. She's amazing. She was like, give me a couple of years. And I'm like, wow.
You got to put your time in, right? How old were you then?
I was 7 or 8.
And now how old are you?
I'm 11.
Was your first performance Billy Elliot?
That was my first professional.
Right. What did you do before that?
I used to do like acting on stage with my mum at her studio. And we used to go do dancing, singing, competitions, monologue. Yeah, it was really great.
Pretty awesome probably having your mom as a teacher, because you get so much special attention. Because a lot of people, they'll go home and they won't practice. But you can't get away with that because your mom's a teacher. You have to do it.
Yeah. It'll probably be like the hardest on me. Like once she turns away and then I stop like, River, keep going. And I'm like, aw.
Hey, what is the world champion of performing arts?
So a lot of people around the world get to perform and it's really fun. I did the audition and got accepted.
Okay, because a lot of celebrities do that too, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you ever met any celebrities?
Yes, I got to meet Elton John,
whoa,
his husband, and I also got to meet his kids, and yeah, they got to see my show too, which was really amazing.
So let's just back it up here. So there's a big play. So the name of it is Billy Elliot, and you play the lead character, Billy. But there's 4 other people that play the same part, and you guys take turns on playing Billy?
So we do 2 shows a week. Sometimes a Billy would go on standby, so if one of us was performing, one Billy would be in the theater doing classes, rehearsing, just in case if a Billy gets injured, sick, has to go toilet. Always good for emergencies.
That's awesome, because it's almost like, oh, I'm going to be the understudy for this person, but the understudy never gets to perform. So it's almost like you got 4 stars, but they're also understudies. So everybody gets to do it, and the show gets to keep going on because you have so many different characters. So it's not like, well, we have to cancel today because Billy's sick.
Actually, I had to go on for an emergency one because I had to play this boy called Tallboy. And I went on my first time and I got to do a whole show, which was a very special moment for me because Billy is on the show technically 3 hours and we're only taking like a break, like all the break, adding them together is like 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And so we get to play games, hang out with our friends in the back. And what was really cool is that I was the only Billy that got to play Tallboy.
Awesome. That's crazy. I mean, because that's like real acting. Because, you know, if you're there in front of a TV or you're doing a film and you mess up, it's like, hey, let's do that again. No. Oh, that one was great. You cannot do that with what you do. It's live.
Yeah, one mistake. Sometimes I'll notice it, but you always have to hide it.
Right. You just got to move on because you're the lead part. So this is one of the first things that you auditioned for and you got the part?
Yes, my very first audition.
And how many people did you see at the audition?
Adding up all the boys, hundreds, literally. Like, there was so many.
Did they narrow it down, like, say, an American Idol or one of those shows?
Yeah, it's like cutting out bit by bit.
I bet you were sick in your stomach, like, waiting, like, oh, I made it to the,
Yeah.
So why do you think they picked you?
Well, what they told me was they're trying to find a Billy inside us. They wanted a Billy who just potential, who wanted to do it. They said it was in me, and I'm like, I like this. I'm getting into this. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so I read a little bit like, oh, all the Billies get along, and oh, they're like brothers. Is that truthful, or was there a little jealousy going on, or there was some, you know, fighting behind the scenes, anything like that?
No. I really think they are brothers to me. We have a very strong bond and they are incredible. I'm really proud of them and they're proud of me and I'm grateful to have them.
So intoxicating, captivating, pure magic, exhilarating, triumphant. Those are 5-star reviews from the performance. This is a huge, big production. So you did it like 33 different times?
I think I did a lot. I can't even count. I don't even know.
Right. So you're out there and you're performing in a theater, but was it also like a tour where you went to other places and then did you come to the United States to do it?
So when we first started, when we found out we got the part, we flew to Sydney and we went around Sydney and we got like a boat taxi, like you go on water, and we went to this island where Hugh Jackman bursted out of the tank on the island.
Right.
So we got to take photos there, which was really cool.
So how long is the show?
3 hours, 3.5.
Right. So you're out there for most of the show because you're one of the lead characters, right?
Yes.
How many people do you think are in the audience on maybe one of the biggest performances?
The Melbourne was like 2,000 and 300. I'm like, oh, wow.
So what do you feel inside? Do you feel like you're a superstar? Or do you feel responsible? Or do you just kind of just lose yourself and you're just playing that character for 3 hours? And if people watch it, fine. They don't watch it, they laugh. They don't. What is it?
Really surprisingly, I've done it for so long. I go like automatic. I'm just in dreamland. And then the next 30 minutes, I'm like, what did I just do? And how did I get there? So yeah. I can't go automatic.
Okay, well, let's back it all the way up to your first performance because you weren't on automatic then. So what did you feel like when you did it for the first time?
It felt incredibly new. I wouldn't say it was overwhelming and it was amazing, but I don't know. I just had a sensation of this is new. What do I do? But they did prepare us, so I am glad.
Obviously, there's a lot of physical stuff in there. So are you singing in that as well?
Yes, we are singing, dancing, acting. And we're spinning, doing turns, everything. And just to let you know, we do swear. We sweared quite a lot, I'd say. Look at all the funny moments. Yeah, like quite a lot.
What's next for you? Because the show had to close down because of the pandemic, right? So you're not out there performing and you're probably quarantined inside your place. Are you going stir crazy?
No, I'd say I'm really not too sure what is next for me, but I'm really looking forward because I'm doing all these auditions. Hopefully, I'll get those roles.
How do you get your acting auditions?
So my agent gives it to me. Sometimes before we had an agent, my mom used to see all the auditions, like, what is this? What is that? And she'd just give it to me, but yeah, she used to do it for me.
Okay, let's just go little by little. So 15, what do you want to be doing when you're 15 years old?
When I'm 15, I would say movies. I really want to do movies. Movies or Broadway.
So if I say, what do you want to be doing when you're 18, it's probably going to be the same answer?
Yeah, same answer. same theme. Forever. If I said forever, it's from one of the Billy songs. So we also have a Geordie accent, so I have to speak in Geordie, but I love it.
Hey, so somebody who's a young actor, what is your advice to them? They're young like you. They're not even 15 yet, and they want to get into the business. What is your advice to them to start kind of breaking in?
What I would say is train and train and always take in those opportunities, because you never know what you're going to get when in the future. But always just to have those opportunities and bring them in. And, of course, always listen to your parents, because without them, you probably wouldn't be starting life or anything. And they always help you.
You got some awesome parents, man. That's so great. I see a good future for you. Hey, so before we wrap it up, is there anything else you would like to say? Anything you want to promote? Where can they find you online? So just whatever you'd like to say in closing, go for it.
My name is River, and where you can find me is Better Management Entertainment Group.
Can you say hello to all the Billy Elliot team?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I miss you all, and you are all great.
Wow, what an amazing talent. So we asked River's mom, what is the best advice you have for a parent of a child actor?
They should remember that their kid has to be a kid at home, and that when they leave to go to work, that you need to have an amazing separation between those two things, because they don't need to hear you criticize them at home because they're working like adults. So they've got that already. So you need to hug them and hold them. You don't need to critique their performance. You don't need to tell them how they can be better. And I know, and that's hard because, you know, I train him as well, and I really, really separate it. And so parents just need to give that kid a childhood when they are there, caring, nurturing environment, instead of bringing the work home. I instilled in him that, like, you need to train really hard all the time. He didn't know if he could say, because he's currently auditioning for a major motion picture in New York. He made it to round two, and he made it to round two for a voiceover as well.
Hey, River. Hey, Ash. Thank you so much for being part of my show today. To enlighten my audience, I so appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's give it up for River Mardesic, the star of Billy Elliot the Musical. Wow, what an amazing young man. What an amazing young mom he also has. It was an honor to have them on my show, and Sophie Bullock as well. Coming up next week on Kid Tween Teen Tuesday is superstar Catherine Ashmore Bradley. She's on the top of her game, triple threat. You do not want to miss that interview. And this Friday, we have Pakistani-born actress Zoha Rahman. She was the star of Spider-Man Far From Home. Don't want to miss that one. Actors 2020 podcast got up to number 3 in the performing arts charts this week. Awesome. Wherever you're listening, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, or even on our website, actors2020podcast.com, please like, share, download, embed, leave a review, or a comment. Thank you in advance for that. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode with something called The Lesson.
Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you're want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's
Yes, through lunch, there's a big piece of pie, and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.